Welcome, everybody, to the sixth episode of the Bay Area Sports Talk Show with Cody Rodriguez. I am your host, as always, Cody Rodriguez. And, you know, as you can tell right now, I'm a little bit more livid. I'm a little more, like, I'm talking a lot more louder. I'm more awake right now, and it's partially because of the fact that I have had a Red Bull. Usually that's what I drink in the morning before I do these podcasts, these shows for you guys, is I drink something to wake me up, because it'll end up like the fifth show where I'm talking like this, and I'm taking 2-minute breaks like this, you know, and it's like, I'm tired, I'm about to fall asleep, I'm about to hit my face on the keyboard and just end the show right there. But, you know, I said, you know, today I told you guys today was going to be different, and I said, and there you go, today is different, and I am a lot more awake now. And let's get into this. We have two previews today. Tonight will be two games, the San Jose Sharks versus the St. Louis Blues at St. Louis. Puck drops at 5 p.m. And then we also have Golden State at Utah. That's a pretty much a key game right there, too. Tip off at 6 o'clock. So either you're gonna have to either have two TVs right there by side by side watching both games, or you have to pick one. So I'm for sure have no choice but to pick one, probably. So I'll probably watch the Sharks game, since I don't get the Golden State games out here and where I live. So, but let's get right into this. So, before we talk about David Lee last night being in the All-Star game, we'll save that for when we talk about Golden State. But let's talk about San Jose and St. Louis. So the Sharks are on a 7-game losing streak going to St. Louis, and you know things are not looking as great as they should be. You're thinking right now, how bad can it get? It's getting this bad, and St. Louis is an all-right team. This is the first time the Sharks have faced St. Louis since last year in the first round of the playoffs when they knocked them out. Maybe not speak of that ever again. But, it's, you know, the Sharks might have a chance to win this game. Here is the reason why. Not only will St. Louis be going on a back-to-back game Tuesday and then Wednesday against Colorado, but they will probably have to face, on Tuesday, the Blues will probably have to put out their worst goalie out there against the Sharks, which is Elliott, who has the worst goaling average right now, which is 3.57. And Halak hasn't played since February 1st with a groin injury, and Allen won't be playing since he's keeping the team together practically since he got called up to AHL. And he'll probably play against Colorado since it's a back-to-back game. So the Sharks actually might have a chance to end the streak. Now, that's defensively. Offensively, can the Blues beat the Sharks? We don't know. On paper, they look like they might. But then again, freaking the Blue Jackets also beat the Sharks offensively. So we can't really say right now if offensively, you know, what might happen. But you know, I think the Sharks actually have a good chance of winning this game and taking any of their 7-game losing streak that they have been on, which is the longest losing streak since 2005 when they went 0-7-3. So that's I don't know. Everyone keeps on asking me what's wrong with the Sharks. I have no clue. It's just weird how we went from a high-scoring team with Patrick Marleau having 2 goals in a game for 4 games straight or 3 games straight to a team that could barely even score a goal as it is, not alone freaking block a puck. So I honestly can't tell you where the problem is. I think the problem might be defensively. Obviously, since you got scored out 6-2 against the Blue Jackets. But then again, the next day you go against the Predators and it's like 0-0 until you get to overtime. So I would like to know where does it stop, you know? Where does it go? And I honestly can't tell you. I don't know. I think we'll know more once the game started and where the team is at. You know, they've had a break since facing Chicago, and they can, like, settle down, relax, and, you know, come out Tuesday and play against the Blues. So I think this would be a good game. If you're a hockey fan and you're actually a Bay Area fan, you're sitting here asking yourself, what team am I going to watch? Am I going to watch the Warriors? Am I going to watch the Sharks? Watch the Sharks, because you might actually see a win that game. You probably see a win for the Warriors game too, but you might see a better win from the Sharks on Tuesday. Not long does the game start before the Warrior game, so. So that's that. It will most likely be Niemi versus Elliott in goal, because Elliott will be doing the backup role for the Blues. So, and then let's get into this Golden State Warrior game. I said before I was talking about David Lee, I was talking about right now. David Lee was the first Warrior since 1997, I believe, to be played in the All-Star game. And, you know, I think he wasn't given that much respect, personally, since he was, like, the first half, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, any day now. David Lee can come in and play any day now. And, you know, they're putting Tony Parker and Tim Duncan in first. Okay, whatever. I can see why you put them in there. And then, I don't know, and then you're putting Zach Rudolph in there, Randolph in there. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's cool. And just let David Lee come in his time. Second quarter starts. Still no David Lee. And you're just sitting there and you're like, this guy has no fucking clue how to keep a team happy. Because there's no way. If I'm David Lee, I am pissed off right now. Because it's the second quarter and you haven't played me yet. And about 8 minutes into the second quarter, soon enough, David Lee comes in, and first thing he does is score a layup. And that was good. I liked what he did. And, you know, I think David Lee did a good job with what he did in the All-Star game. And I think that from years to come, the Warriors will have more players in the All-Star game than just that. And I just think that there was just no respect given for David Lee. It's like, oh, okay, you're David Lee, whatever, you're on the Warriors. You just got picked because you got picked. Freaking, we have Blake Griffin out there. That's what people who want to see. No one wants to see David Lee. But, you know, there's a reason why David Lee is an All-Star. It's because he contributed the most to the Warriors, let alone the fact that he leads the league in double-double. So I have no understanding why you don't give Lee more minutes than he did at the All-Star game. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me seeing this, and everyone's fine with the way Lee was given the minutes. Everyone was fine with that. Okay, that's your guys' opinion, but my opinion is that Lee should have at least had probably more points than he did. And, not more points, but more minutes. And that's just me. You guys might have a different look on this. That's cool. But to me, I feel like Lee wasn't given that much respect, especially since halfway through the game, he's like crossing his arms. He's like, any day you can put me in, coach. Lee's stats for the game, let me pull this up. Here we go. David Lee had a total of, I know he had like low-ass minutes. There you go. David Lee has the lowest minutes, I believe. Yes. Yeah, he did. Wow. He did have the lowest minutes. Nope, never mind. Tim Duncan did. Did not see him. But Aldridge is there too. But David Lee, with 13 minutes, only had 6 points, 2 for 4. With 2 rebounds. And I think he had 2 steals, yeah. So, I mean, that's not bad. But I just feel like he should have more minutes. Maybe, like, 15 minutes, like Dwight Howard did. I don't even think Dwight Howard should have been at the game, but, you know, that's the Lakers' move. That's what the Lakers have to deal with, is Dwight Howard and that whole situation. So, that's not our situation. Our situation is trying to get on the winning streak, which is what we're going to talk about right now, is the Golden State Warriors against the Utah Jazz at 6 o'clock at Utah. As it stands right now, Utah is one game below the San Jose Sharks. But below the Golden State Warriors, but the Golden State Warriors are in sixth place in the Western Conference standings, and the Utah Jazz are at seventh. And this is pretty much a key game, because the last key game that the Warriors had was against the Grizzlies. That really didn't work out so well. So they could have been top there, but now we're at a place where it's another key game. If Utah wins, they basically tied with the Warriors in sixth place. But if the Utah Jazz lose this game, the Warriors win it. Not only do they get off their nasty losing streak that they've been on, which is a five-game losing streak, but now they're having that momentum saying, you know, this is a new freshman season, it's a new start. Let's start this off right, and let's keep on pushing until we get to the playoffs, and then we get to the playoffs, push even more harder until we get to the NBA championship. And I think that's what the Warriors have to think about in their head. You know, there's been, you guys had about a six-day break. Just relax, and for now, I think today will be a good day for Bay Area, because I think both teams on paper look like they're going to beat the other team and get off their losing streak, which is something the Bay Area needs. There's nothing much to talk about for the Bay Area right now, except for spring training has been back. That's it. Because you have the Warriors losing, you have the Sharks losing, you have the Niners losing the Super Bowl. And everything's on off season except for baseball. It's coming back. So there's nothing much to really talk about. And I think that if the Warriors win and the Sharks win, it gives the Bay Area a little more psyched up to talk about stuff. It's like, hey, Sharks just won. Warriors just won. Let's go. So my prediction is Sharks win, Warriors win. And, you know, on paper, the Utah Jazz just don't look like a stable team to compare to the Warriors. But then again, Warriors are on a 7-game losing streak. Utah is on a 2-game winning streak. And I feel like the Warriors will win this game. And if I'm wrong, tell me I am wrong. Tell me, tweet at me, whatever. Say, Cody, you're retarded. You're a stupid mother. I can't even say because this shows me on podcast. Oh, before I get into that, I mentioned this before on the last show, and I mentioned this right now because I am psyched up with energy and I can't stop talking. You guys can find me on iTunes now. Just type in on the iTunes search box, Barry's Sports Talk Show with Cody Rodriguez. And make sure you download the podcast app first if you have an iPhone or an iTouch. And then you can download my shows, you can listen to my shows from there. But also too, you can listen to on the link I give you, the link I give you guys to listen to them, or just, you know, that'll help too. Because right now, as it stands, I am in the top 50 of professional sports talk on Podomatic, which is the website I am hosted on right now, which is good. It's keeping up my expectations of where I want this to go, and I sort of want to get this to the top 10 of sports on that website. If I can reach it on the list on iTunes, that would help me even more. So if you guys could spread the word out, say, hey, this guy, he's sexy. No, but to say that, you know, this guy has a good show, listen to him, whatever, spread the word out, help me out here. I want to get at least into the top 10 of Podomatic, and at least on the list of top shows on iTunes. And if I can do that, that my life goals are made. Hopefully people will recognize me, and then, you know, sooner or later I might have a stable job here doing this. Just talking sports and just what I want to do. And if you guys want sponsorships, I am willing to do sponsorships. Shout outs for anyone. Just pay me. So now that I'm going to close the show off. Very short show. Shows have been very short since they're there's no game recaps to talk about or anything, so compared to the 40-minute show that we had for baseball, it's been slowing down, and it's because I am trying to catch my breath. So besides all of that, Sharks play tonight at 5 p.m. Warriors play tonight at 6 p.m. Make sure you watch those games. Support your teams. There's a chance today they're going to get off the losing streak. I have a good feeling. So besides that, my name is Cody Rodriguez. I'll see you guys tomorrow on the Bay Area Sports Talk Show with Cody Rodriguez.